With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Congressional lawmakers are scrambling after President-elect Donald Trump rejected a bipartisan stopgap measure to prevent a government shutdown.
It was already going to be a heavy lift for Republicans and Democrats to come together on a bill that would avoid a shutdown before midnight Friday, as well as provide $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in economic relief for farmers. But that heavy lift got much more difficult on Wednesday when President-elect Donald Trump came out against the bill.
That's correspondent Kevin Frecking reporting. Also on SRNnews.com, Israel's defense minister warns Yemen's Houthi rebels against attacks.
Israel's defense minister says the country would not allow the continuation of shooting from Yemen's Houthi rebels, hours after Israel launched heavy airstrikes on rebel sites. Israel Katz adds, I suggest the leaders of the Houthi organization to see, to understand and remember, whoever raises a hand against the state of Israel has a hand that will be cut off. Whoever harms us will be harmed sevenfold back. The statement follows a series of intense Israeli strikes that shook Yemen's capital and a port city, shortly after a Houthi missile targeted central Israel and badly damaged a school building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The suspect charged with shooting to death a health insurance company executive on a Manhattan street is attending hearings on related Pennsylvania criminal charges and efforts to extradite him to New York. Luigi Mangione faces a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges and consideration of a fugitive from justice complaint. The UK central bank is keeping interest rates on hold as inflation moves further above its target date. On Wall Street, Dow futures are ahead 327 points. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide is spreading in Canada.
According to the latest report from the country's national health care system, one in every 20 Canadians who died last year did so of their own volition and with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide was up 16% in Canada in 2023 over 2022, even as the government has expanded the categories of people who can request it. Pro-life advocates and clergymen have warned that legalizing a so-called right to die will very quickly become a duty to die, particularly for the elderly and handicapped. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A couple has dropped a lawsuit that led the Alabama Supreme Court to rule earlier this year that frozen embryos are human beings who have legal rights. The couple had filed suit after their frozen embryos were destroyed in an accident at a storage facility. The Alabama High Court then ruled that under 1872 law, the couple could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. This is SRN News. More subway security for New Yorkers.
In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul is deploying 250 more National Guard members in New York City's subway system during the busy Christmas season. This is on top of the 750 members sent into the system in March to address a rash of violence. Hochul says cameras have now been installed on 100% of subway cars.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Police say the shooter who killed a student and teacher at a religious school in Wisconsin this week brought two guns to the school. The 15-year-old girl was also in contact with a man in California who authorities say was planning to attack a government building. Madison authorities also identified those killed as 42-year-old Aaron Michelle West and 14-year-old Ruby Patricia Vergara. The new details became public in court documents and interviews with authorities investigating the teenager who took her own life on Monday. More details at srnnews.com.